Geologist Dino Zach stands on the steps of a mobile home overlooking the St. Lawrence River. He's watching one of the biggest and most expensive dredging projects in the Great Lakes region take shape. A group of workers are hammering 30-foot-long steel beams into the river bottom. Next, they'll attach metal sheeting and create a wall around an area contaminated with PCBs and other toxic chemicals. After the area is closed off, they'll pull up 80,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment. Dino Zach's trailer is the EPA headquarters for the dredging project. He's an independent contractor working for the federal government, which is spearheading the operation. He'll spend the next few months watching the Alcoa Reynolds Company remove the chemicals they once dumped in the river.
I'll observe them while they're collecting their data to make sure that they're following the work plan. Then I'll bring all the data back and assemble it into tables and review it.
Zach isn't the only one who's been keeping a close eye on the dredging project since it began in June. He's being joined by another EPA scientist and two members of the Army Corps of Engineers who are supervising the dredging work. There's also a representative from the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation, which is downriver from the contaminated area. The EPA ordered Alcoa Reynolds to clean up the pollution in 1993. The PCBs were present in a flame-retardant liquid the company used in its aluminum smelting process. Over the years, the liquid drained into the river, contaminating sediments along the shoreline. The most polluted area contains 2,000 parts per million of PCBs. That equals about one bad apple in a barrel full. The goal is to leave only one part per million of PCBs in the sediment. Ann Kelly is the EPA's project director for the site. She says achieving one part per million in a river environment is a challenge.
One of the biggest problems with dredging a river is that you're working without really seeing where you're working. The other problem is the issue of resuspension, that whenever this bucket hits the sediments, it stirs up sediments and it settles out again.
One of the biggest concerns is that the disturbed sediments could move downstream. In this case, they'd only have to travel a mile to reach the drinking water intake for the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation. That means toxins could make it into the drinking water. The Mohawk tribe also relies heavily on the river's fish population, and many species have been contaminated with PCBs. Ken Jock is the tribe's environmental director.
We know the PCBs will be there in 1,000 years. They won't be here. We'll still want to eat fish. So we think that any solution just has to be a permanent solution.
The Alcoa Reynolds Company had wanted to place a gravel cap over the chemicals, but the EPA ordered them to remove the PCBs. Rick Esterline, the company's project director, says they're cooperating with the government.
You're required to clean it up. That's the rules and regulations that we have in our country. So whether they come at you with court orders and everything else, or whether you do it, it's still you have to do it.
The project is expected to cost the company $40 million. That includes the $8 million reinforced steel wall around the contaminated area. They're also using a special electronic bucket to remove the sediment. The EPA's Ann Kelly says this has become the bucket of choice for Great Lakes dredging projects.
Based on the information that will be transferred to the operator on the barge, he'll know if that bucket is completely sealed, which is very helpful because often a clamshell bucket will begin to close and hit a rock, but he won't know that it's still open partially and begin to pull that up through the water column with materials basically pouring out of it.
Kelly says every cleanup project requires a different approach. In Michigan, General Motors is using an environmental bucket and silt curtains to dredge the Saginaw River. Engineers in Michigan's Pine River built a steel wall and emptied out the water inside before dredging. The dredging in the St. Lawrence is expected to finish in November, and it's possible it won't reduce the PCB levels to one part per million. The cleanup at the nearby General Motors plant fell short of that goal. If that happens, the EPA will require the company to cap the river bottom and monitor the sediments, the water, and the fish indefinitely. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Messina, New York.